What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Okay, big news, guys. Really big news. It is manifesting season here in Dear Gabby land, and we are just getting ready for the new year. I want to rev you up. I want to prepare you. And now, listeners of the show, you're the first to hear this. For a very limited time, you can get my manifesting bundle for only $37. That's right, my friends. If you get into the manifesting challenge early, my 21-day manifesting challenge, it's $37. If you get in early right now, you can get extra bundle bonuses. So for the price of the challenge, $37, you get the manifesting bundle. And that's my 21-day manifesting challenge. That's daily lessons starting January 1st. Super high vibe. Tens of thousands of people go through this with us. It is the most epic start of the year. That's coming January 1st. But when you get the challenge right now, you can start manifesting today with the manifesting bundle. And here's what's in there. You've got your challenge ready to go, and you've got your law of attraction coaching. You're going to get weekly tips and mantras and mini lessons all to tune up your attracting power before the challenge begins. And right here, right now, when you sign up, you can download the Art of Manifesting audio workshop. It's a one-hour program that's filled with actionable tips and inspiration that are going to really help you just amp up your manifesting power before the new year. So if you know that you want to do the manifesting challenge, or you have a friend that did it last year, or you're thinking about doing it again, or you're like, I've never heard of this, but it sounds freaking cool, Gabby, all you have to do is go to deargabby.com/challenge, sign up for the early manifesting challenge bundle, literally. Just sign up for the challenge for $37 and you get the manifesting bundle. The bundle is going to be gone soon. This is a limited time offer and the special bundle ends really, really soon. So do not miss this. You can sign up for the challenge, get ready for January 1st with all of the law of attraction coaching and the Art of Manifesting workshop all inside the bundle. That is three manifesting products for the price of one. Go to deargabby.com/challenge. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friends. So I started this episode, I was in a different studio and I did an hour and a half interview. And I left that studio and I peed. And then I came back into this new studio immediately, changed my outfit and sat down to record this for you. And as I was sitting there, I was going into it, but not feeling connected, feeling like I was working, not receiving. I was just getting it done. I never, ever want to record these podcast episodes in that energy. I never want to have anything I create
come from a place of trying to get it done. I never want to have a feeling of just pushing it out. I want to feel grounded and connected. So I started it, probably sounded fine to everybody in the room, right, Josh? Right, Rhea? It was like, Wolf, it was good, right? And I was good and I was in my flow. I looked at them and I said, guys, stop. I need to step out for a moment. I need to reset. I need to reclaim a new mindset and a new energy. And so I walked out of the studio. I went down the hall and back. And in that 1 second shift, I grounded myself. I connected. I did a little breathing. I did a little bit of aligning. And now I'm here. And I can give you the best episode ever because I have taken a moment, even just a moment, to get back into alignment. So we have the power inside of us to shift our mindset and our energy as a result in any given moment. Any given moment offers us the chance to shift. There's a story that I love from one of my students. Back in the day, I taught a lot of people how to be spiritual entrepreneurs. And I've continued to through my bestseller masterclass, teaching people how to write their beautiful best-selling books and how to market them out into the world. And one of the tools that I've taught people is to go and just show up, give a workshop, give a talk, share your work in some way. And so one of my students, she planned this whole workshop based on my book, May Cause Miracles. And she was going into a library, a local library, her name is Stephanie, and she was going into the local library to give this talk. And she had flyers and she sent out emails through the library and she put posters on the wall and she was really excited. She prepared herself. She did all the things that I told her to do. She meditated before her talk. She was super prepared. She showed up and she walks into the room and there's only one person there. And she says to this person, are you here for the talk? And the person's like, well, what's it about? It's about creating miracles in your life. And the woman said, sure, I'll stick around. There was only one person in the room and they didn't even know why they were there. Now, Stephanie had two choices in that moment. She could have gone down the road of being super upset, down on herself. She could have been like, oh, no one's here for my talk. I'm just going to go home and leave. But she didn't. She stayed and she gave the talk. She gave the whole workshop as if there was 50 people in the room to one woman who didn't even know why she was there. The end of the workshop comes. It was about an hour. She sat with this woman and the woman looked at her and she said, you have no idea how much I needed this. And so Stephanie came to me and she told me this story and she felt so proud of herself and she felt so good about the fact that she didn't give up in that moment, but instead she chose to shift her mindset and she chose to be of service even when it was in the service of one, not however many she expected. And in that service, she was able to really get grounded in the work and give it forward and change someone's life. This is really valuable information for you because you have the power in any given moment to pull a Stephanie. You can be in any situation where maybe you thought it was going to be different and you have these negative expectations and you can look for the faults and look for the issues or give up and walk out, or you can choose to shift your mindset. And one of the most powerful ways to shift your mindset is to get grounded with this one sentence. How may I serve? How may I serve? So when I sat down here today to give this entire podcast with you, I sat down and I was feeling in my heart that I wasn't in the energy of service. I was in the energy of, let's get it done. Let's move it along. I have to get out of the city to get my kid at school in the country. I mean, it's a lot going on, sure. But that's not worth it. I got to bring my highest service to you, to whatever it is that I'm doing. And so take it from me, take it from Stephanie. Show up in your life with that energy of service. So the next time that you are conflicted about something or pissed off about something or feeling down on yourself about something or in a situation where you're like, this sucks, just ask yourself, how may I serve? You're at a party, you hate the party, you're not having a good time. How may I serve? Maybe just by saying that, you bump into somebody who is trying to stop drinking and you don't drink. And so you tell them about that. And all of a sudden you're in this place of service. Or maybe you're in a situation at work where you're just pissed off at your job. You don't like being there and you're consistently focused on that. But you just stop for a moment and you offer up some breath and you say, how may I serve? And in that service, you start to just show up for that intern who's in the room and you start teaching and you start educating and you start offering. And then the work starts to become more fun. and in the service of others, you elevate your energy. And so these moments in our life when we feel like we want to shift our mindset and reorganize ourselves, it's so simple to begin with that one simple request. How may I serve? How may I serve? Another really powerful tool for shifting your mindset comes when you get grounded in a meditation practice. So for me at this stage, I can just walk out the door and just begin meditating because I'm walking in a hallway, I'm aligning with my energy, and I'm saying a prayer and I'm giving over my energy and just offering it up and grounding myself. So if you're looking to start to develop a meditation practice in your life, I have some free meditations. You can go right now. You can go to deargabby.com/manifest and just download those two free manifesting meditations and begin that practice one step at a time. As you start to develop that inner awareness, your outside world starts to reflect back to you that stillness, that calm, that connection, and that deeper capacity to be in that conversation of mindfulness, of a shift inside of you. So when you shift your mindset, you're not just shifting your mindset, but you're also shifting your energy. And as you shift your energy, everything begins to unfold naturally. Everything in your life begins to expand. That energetic shift offers you a chance to get to know your world differently.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know how we all have our little obsessions in life? Some people love specific cookware or a certain brand of towels. Well, I'm like that with my bedding. My bed is a sacred place for me. It is so important to me to be perfectly relaxed, comfortable. I literally do like a rampage of appreciation for my sheets. And that's why I love Cozy Earth bedding, especially their best-selling bamboo sheets. These are the most soft, luxurious, comfy, temperature regulating sheets, the best gift for the holidays. From pillows to sheets, blankets, Cozy Earth allows me to treat myself to something special and indulge in ultimate luxury. So it's no wonder they were named one of Oprah's favorite things. Their linen collection adds a really light, breezy charm to my room. And it's just like really nice knowing that I can just get into bed and feel temperature regulated, cozy, soft. Cozy is the word. I'm just going to say it again. Cozy, cozy, cozy. So go to CozyEarth.com to discover their entire line. I will share a little secret. They are the perfect present. Do not miss this as an opportunity to get this as a gift for your family members, your spouse, whoever it is. And the real question is, why would you settle for anything less? Discover Cozy Earth's exquisite bedding for your best night's rest. Cozy Earth provided an exclusive offer for my listeners today, up to 40% off site-wide when you use the code Gabby. Okay, so there's a brand that has been sponsoring the show, and it's called Next Evo. I am deeply into it. I have had a lot of sleep issues since my postpartum experience, and CBD was one of the greatest resources for me in helping me calm my nervous system before I fell asleep. So I started using this Next Evo CBD recently, actually. The sleep that I had gotten myself to with sleep hygiene and other resources were all great. But then enter in CBD from Next Evo. Their product has given me the most restful sleep. I keep going back to buy more bottles of it. I love this product because it's natural. CBD can only work if your body absorbs it. And Next Evo has developed a unique proprietary water-soluble form of CBD that's clinically proven and studied to have data that back it up. And now you can try their brand new extra strength daily wellness CBD gummies that are 2 times stronger than regular strength. And they're not having this like weird hempy aftertaste. They're just delicious. And who doesn't want that? So if you're like me and you want to turn to the best CBD product out there, when I say this is my favorite, I want you to feel that. This is the best one. Don't waste your time with oil-based CBDs that might just not work. Upgrade to better natural solutions from Next Evo. Go to nextevo.com and use promo code Gabby to get 25% off. That's 25% off at nextevo.com. Promo code Gabby. My friends, I love having Symbiotica as a sponsor of my show because it is the product that I can really get behind. I was with Alex, my makeup artist, the other day, and she whips out her handbag and she's like, look at all my Symbiotica. And she listened to the interview that I did with the founder of Symbiotica. And she was just like, I need that. I want that. She's always on the go. She's super busy. And so she started using the product. She's obsessed, just like I am. It's so great for those of us who just don't like yucky tasting supplements, or we want to just make sure that we're getting the proper absorption that we need. This is the product. It actually tastes like candy. I take the chocolate magnesium, well, magnesium, but tastes like chocolate to me. I take it as like a dessert. And they have the highest quality bioavailable ingredients and the most advanced delivery system. And one of the things I love about this brand is that they have a wide range of products that choose from, and they directly address many specific health and wellness needs. My favorite are the liposomal vitamin C and the vitamin D3, K2, CoQ10. These are the most incredible synergistic formulas. The liposomal vitamin C plays a key role in the immune system function. And the D3, K2, CoQ10, which is my favorite, it promotes a balanced mood, supports heart health, and boosts your overall immunity. Like with all supplements, knowing where to start or what to choose can be really overwhelming. And they have this really great quiz that you can take to just figure out what's the best supplements for you. Visit Symbiotica.com/Gabby for 15% off site-wide, or create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. Code applies on top of custom bundle discount.
So we now have the prayer, the inquiry, how may I serve? And then we have our meditation practice in whatever form that comes. And I hope that you do download the link at deargabby.com/manifest. And give yourself a chance to ground yourself in that meditation. And then the third step is going to be a wild card. I'm going to toss it to the audience, AKA Josh and Rhea and Wolf. You can get in on this, Wolf, too. And I'm going to let these guys ask me in their own way about their own mindset shifts. Like, what is it? Give me a situation. Give me a question. I'm going to throw it to the studio audience, my studio audience of Josh, Rhea, and Wolf, and get you guys to ask any questions. So who's got a question? You want to jump in? Want to get into the mic?
Sometimes the most challenging part for me is, how do I stop focusing on the negative as a first step in my mindset shift?
Yes. Some people can't even begin the steps of having a mindset shift because you are in such a perpetual place of the negative story, the negative story, the negative story. So one thing I wrote about, I think it was in my book, Miracles Now, is snap out of it. Wear a rubber band on your arm and just snap it. Just be like, snap out of it, Josh. I literally had the rubber band on today. And just snap out. Really, you like that one? Snap out of it. If you're in a place where you're just like, oh God, I've got this incessant thoughts. Remember that rubber band and snap yourself out of it. Then say your prayer. How may I serve? Because when we're in the service of others, we are no longer in our own head. We're now in the service of another human. And so the quickest way to get out of your own way is to help someone else. I loved this quote that I always repeat. When you're feeling helpless, help someone. So snap out of it. Be of service to somebody else. Say that prayer. How may I serve? And see where you're guided. See what happens. Such a different energy. Such a different energy. All right, Wolf, do you have a question?
How much do you think the way you speak to yourself plays a part on your mental health. Hmm. Like, how significant is that?
Majorly significant. Majorly. I would say nice things to yourself because you're the only one listening. So if you have a lot of negative self-talk, what's happening typically is that you repeat that thought and you repeat that thought and you repeat that thought. But a thought that's repeated becomes a belief. Really, a belief is just a thought that we keep thinking. So when you have that repetition of that same thought, you start to believe in it. And when you believe in it, it starts to affect your energy. And your energy is what you walk around with, right? Not your cool outfit, not your awesome hair wolf, but your energy. And so your energy is what you bring with you into a room. Your energy is what you bring with you into a date or a meeting or whatever it might be. And so if your energy is carrying a belief system that is not serving your soul, not serving your higher purpose, it's going to start to manifest more of what you don't want. Now, don't freak out because you can adjust that energy in the moment. This is where I love to use my practice, the Choose Again method. So this is a practice that I teach over and over and over, and I love it because it works. Notice that thought that you have on repeat. And then the second step is to forgive yourself for having the thought. There's that thought again. It's just a thought that I keep thinking. And then the next step is to reach for the next best feeling thought. And so that would look like just reaching for, okay, I can go listen to Dear Gabby right now, or I have the Gabby coaching membership. I'm going to go do a meditation, or I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to get myself out of this space and just feel a little bit differently when I walk down the hall like I did earlier. Just reaching for a better thought, reaching for a better thought. And as you proactively begin to reach for better thoughts, you reprogram your mind from being stuck in the incessant fear-based thoughts and really reorganize it to get back into a place where you feel better and you're a higher vibrational thought. But to fully answer your questions, that's the antidote, right? You can use the Choose Again method. Notice the thought, forgive the thought, release the thought by reaching for the next best feeling thought. But to answer your question, Wolf, if you are carrying those thoughts over and over, they're becoming beliefs. Those beliefs are affecting your energy, and your energy is sending out a signal to the universe, to the world around you, that this is what you're a yes for. And it might not be something that you really want. So we have to really take our thoughts very seriously. How many times have you been in a situation, studio audience, if you've been in a situation where you've been with somebody and they are saying all the right things, and maybe they're wearing the right outfit, maybe they're got the right credentials, whatever, they're smiling, but you feel that they're off. You feel disconnected from them. Does that ever happen to you, Wolf? Yeah. Like, you could be like, you know, this person looks like they are cool, but I don't feel that they're cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
All the time.
All the time. Yeah. Whereas the opposite, right? Like, you're a man of few words, Wolf, but I continuously bring you into this podcast, not because of your words, not because your great style and awesome hair, because you do have that, but because of your presence, because you consistently offer up an energy that's just soothing and chill and welcoming and open. If that energy wasn't there, there's no way in hell that I would invite you onto my podcast. And also, you wouldn't be sending out a signal that you're willing. So thank you for being so chill. Thank you. He's laughing, guys.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at BetterHelp.com/DearGabby and get on your way to being your best self. I can hardly believe that the holidays are here. It's kind of nuts. So many different kinds of stressors can hit us during the holiday season. One of the places I return to week after week is my therapy. In fact, I have therapy this afternoon. And I can't get through these busy times and just even day-to-day stressors without that therapy. I've been doing a lot of podcast interviews with people on their podcasts lately, And they've been saying things like, well, how did you recover from addiction? Or how did you get through remembering a trauma? And my response is always therapy. And I want you to be able to experience that in your own life with the support of a licensed therapist, someone who's trained to support you and guide you. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. All you have to do is just fill out this brief questionnaire, and BetterHelp matches you with a licensed therapist. Finding the right therapist is just so crucial. So you can just have this amazing opportunity to go online, and there's no cost to switching your therapist if it's not the right one. It's a fully online service. So you can find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/deargabby. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is online. It is convenient. It's flexible. They will work with your schedule. It is the most effective way to get into therapy right now. I was having a conversation with several of my super smart friends, and we were discussing The Usual. But then the conversation got around to gut health and gut supplements, and there's so much information flying around out there. And then I remembered the statistic that I just dropped this beautiful statistic to my girls, and I said, there are over 3.8 million posts on Instagram that are tagged gut health, hashtag gut health. And there's a staggering 653.7 million videos on TikTok. Clearly, people are looking for support. It's called gut mania. And that's what my girlfriends and I are just sitting around the table talking about our digestion. And that's something that I have a little secret for. It is called Seed. Seed is scientifically validated, clinically studied, and it's a next generation probiotic. They're fully committed to scientific integrity. And with the Seed DS1 daily symbiotic, you're going to get a plant-based probiotic and prebiotic designed to promote diversity and harmony in your gut. And if you're like me and you've taken lots of probiotics in your life and they're not working, it's probably because the capsule isn't designed to survive in your stomach and its digestive enzymes. Seed is different. It's engineered to survive. So get the real deal in a symbiotic, one that is backed by clinical trials and scientific data. Visit seed.com/deargabby and use code deargabby to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS1 daily symbiotic. That's seed.com/deargabby and use code deargabby.
You have another question, Josh? Josh is raising his hand like he's in a classroom. Yes, yes, young man. Tell me what's up.
So we're talking a lot about this month, a lot about manifesting. How does the mindset play into or block me from manifesting what I want?
How does your mindset block you from manifesting what you want? Love it. So whatever story you have running in the background, as I said, starts to affect your energy. So we get that now, right? The thoughts you keep thinking become beliefs. The beliefs affect your energy. Your energy is your attracting power. So your energy, if it's in a low vibration, is going to attract more of what you don't want. Whereas if your energy is in a higher vibration, it's going to attract more of what you do want. I can commit to this right now. I'm manifesting in real time, co-creating a beautiful episode with you guys. This is really coming out nicely. But because I didn't feel like I was in the right energy at the beginning of it, I stepped away. I walked out the door for 10 seconds or 1 minute, came back in a better energy. In that better energy, I'm not struggling to get through the episode. I'm enjoying the every moment of this episode. So it's the manifesting that is in real time. The more we live in joy, the more we attract more greatness into our life. The more we live out of alignment with that joy, and the more we live in the stories and the fears and the incessant struggles, the more of that we create. I don't want people to walk away being like, oh no, I'm just creating this mess in my life. And it's, you have a lot more power than you think. While you have the same amount of power to create that chaos, you can easily reverse it. Even maybe just from listening to this episode, by asking yourself these questions: how may I serve? Sitting down with the free meditation at the link deargabby.com/manifest. Using these tools, using the choose again method that I just shared with you. Notice the thought. Notice how it makes you feel. Forgive yourself for having that thought and choosing the next best feeling thought. Being in these practices every moment allows you to redirect your energy, get back into a more positive mindset, adjust your mindset, which therefore adjusts your energy, and then start manifesting more of what you want. It's that simple. Change your thoughts and you change your energy, and you change your attracting power. when you start to attract more of what you do want, your life begins to expand. You feel more aligned. You feel more connected. You feel more supported. This is a practice. It's not something that happens overnight. It's a practice. It's a practice. I love the idea of just consistently dipping your toe in. That's actually why I created my Gabby Coaching membership. It's just to put all of my coaching methods, my meditations, weekly coaching lessons, beautiful workshops, affirmations, all in an app so that people could have it for 6 months, have it for a year, have it ongoing, however they decide, and just one day at a time, just create those small actions of leaning into that meditation, leaning into that prayer, leaning into just listening to an affirmation. All of these subtle shifts just add up and add up and add up, and that's how you live a miraculous life. So that's all available. You can try it for 7 days, deargabby.com/app. I have just armed you with so many resources, so many resources. So use them. Use them. Particularly, just try the first 7 days of that Gabby Coaching membership. You can do it for free, deargabby.com/app. And the reason I want you to do that is because those first 7 days are curated as 7 days of manifesting. And if you try to practice those practices, different practices every day for 7 days, it will catapult your life in 1 week. And when you open up your life in that way, just 1 week in, you're going to be so hooked. You're going to feel so different. Just give me 7 days. I'm giving it to you for free. Give me 7 days. I'll give it to you for free. And I want you to report back. Leave notes in the reviews of this podcast and let me know how that 7-day journey in the Gabby Coaching membership served you. You can download it for free right now, deargabby.com/app. So as we wrap up this episode, are there any other questions from the peanut gallery? One more. Oh, Riri has one. All right, Riri, let's go.
Okay, so I feel like when life gets really fast-paced, it's hard to stay present. And then I'm not even thinking about my mindset. And it's kind of just like rolling with whatever I'm doing. So how do I like get grounded in that presence even when life is moving super fast?
When life is moving super fast, how do I ground in my presence? We can go back to the rubber band. You could rubber band. You could just snap out of it and take a mindful moment. And so that mindful moment is a deep belly breath. Put your hand on your belly and your hand on your heart. And take a deep breath in. And feel your diaphragm extending as you breathe. And on the exhale, let it go. Take another deep breath in. Expanding your diaphragm even more right now. And on the exhale, let it go. And one more deep breath in, breathing into your diaphragm. And on the exhale, let it go. How do you feel now, Ree? Much better, she said, much better. Right on. Three breaths. Change your mindset. So friends, if you want to change your life, begin by changing your mindset. Begin by practicing these methods of just adjusting, shifting, going to the Gabby Coaching membership app, going into your breath, going into snapping yourself out of it. Go get a rubber band, put it on your arm. Give yourself that grace. Give yourself that pause. Trust your mindset is far more powerful than you think. And remember, your vibes speak louder than your words. So your mindset is affecting your energy and your energy is affecting every area of your life. When I asked Wolf, I'm like, does he people say all the right things, but they give off the wrong vibe? He's like, all the time. So what is the energy you're giving off? Not the words, not the outfit, not the frame, but the content, the energy inside. Really get grounded in this and see how much you can change your life through changing your mindset and your vibration. Yes. See you later. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.